USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House impeaches President Trump. However, the Senate impeachment trial could now be delayed, as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is threatening to withhold the two articles of impeachment against the president, saying that she wants to know how the Senate's process will be conducted before she sends them over.
I said we're not sending it tonight because it's difficult to determine who the managers would be until we see the arena in which we will be participating.
Pelosi also criticizing Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell for saying he would not be an impartial juror in a Senate trial. Meanwhile, the White House calls it one of the most shameful political episodes in the history of our nation, a spokesman saying Dems have failed to show the president did anything wrong. This is USA Radio News.
Get all your gifts at Banana Republic Factory. Take 50 to 70% off everything. Shop sweaters from $19.99 and scarves from $9.99. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance in stores. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Get all your gifts at Banana Republic Factory. Take 50 to 70% off everything. Shop sweaters from $19.99 and scarves from $9.99. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance in stores. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
As lawmakers in the U.S. House took the impeachment vote last night, the president was on stage at a huge rally in Battle Creek, Michigan. One of his remarks about the late Congressman John Dingell has not been sitting well with many folks. He mocked the last name of Dingell and then remembered a phone call from his widow, now Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, thanking him for how the federal government honored her husband when he passed away.
John would be so thrilled. He's looking down, he'd be so thrilled. Thank you so much, sir. I said, that's okay, don't worry about it. Maybe he's looking up, I don't know.
Dingell's widow and Republican Congressman Fred Upton responding by demanding an apology from President Trump. What's called the individual mandate in Obamacare has been ruled unconstitutional by a U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. The ruling says the mandate in the Affordable Care Act can no longer be read as a tax. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A European nation bans conversion therapy in minors. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King to explain.
The German government has barred so-called conversion therapies intended to cure homosexuality for persons under the age of 18. The bill to protect against conversion therapies punishes violators with up to a year in prison or a fine of $33,000. The law applies to conversion therapies for minors in general, as well as those of legal age whose consent was obtained without their volition, such as through coercion, threat, deception, or error. Conversion therapy causes depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, and suicidal thoughts. According to medical experts in an August report in the New England Journal of Medicine that called for banning such procedures in the United States, 18 states have already banned conversion therapy for minors, but none apply to legal adults.
A new survey says half of all U.S. workers did not get a pay raise this year, despite the lowest unemployment rate in 50 years. And those buckets of little green plastic army soldiers are adding more female soldiers. The Pennsylvania toy maker started adding female soldiers early this year. It's now expanding the lineup. The company says demand is through the roof and not just from kids. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.